Well, Elena, talk to us about how you're feeling. Obviously, not the way you wanted it to go.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Did you get dinged or something after the first period? It seemed like things kind of change after that. Did you get hurt?
No, you know, it was just a really high-paced match. I came out, and I don't think, you know, after first period, I don't think I was ready for the second period after came back from the 30-second break. So, yeah, it was different, but it wasn't because I got hurt. I think I just... I didn't, mentally come out the same as I did in the first period.
Did you feel her come out more aggressive? It seemed like she was more aggressive.
Yeah, she definitely
period.
Did. I mean, it was working. It was she definitely had a good strategy against me, you know, wear me out, keep pressuring. And first period, I handled it, you know, somewhat okay, but it was a lot harder during second period, and she kept racking up the points. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to get a third period, but by then I just couldn't put myself back together.
Do you feel nerves? I mean, obviously it's the biggest stage, you know, just talk through what you're thinking.
Coming into the tournament, I mean, there was there were nerves all day and stuff, but coming up to the match, I felt pretty confident. We've went over a video, I know what she does. I had a game plan. I just, when I went out there, everything I knew was going to happen, but it's just a very higher pace than I imagined, I guess, and it was a very hard result. It was very hard for me to put myself back together, and I think that's what cost me the match in the end.
What was the big change between the first period and second period? You took her down twice in the first, right?
Yeah. It's just my body was starting to tighten up. I just couldn't sustain that match pace that she was bringing on to me. And I saw opportunities for shots, but I just, you know, at that point I just didn't feel like I had what it took to get after it anymore, you know. So yeah. I was just trying to keep up, but I just, you know, fell too far behind.
Yeah, talk about your conditioning and where you're at now compared to 2 years ago. I mean, you obviously felt good coming in. No difference
I felt great coming in, but I guess there's a lot more conditioning I have to work on, at least mat conditioning, maybe not sprints, you know. So I definitely showed during this match.
When you saw the draws, was there much specific game planning for that?
I thought I had a pretty good draw. I knew this girl's gonna be tough with the step over throws that she does. So I was ready for it. Like I said, I knew everything she did. It just came the first period. I did all right, but it was just I guess I didn't imagine how high of a pace it would be and how what it would be in the match to sustain it. So I just wasn't ready for that.
What about momentum? Obviously, Clarissa won her first match. You probably weren't aware of that coming in. Then you're gonna step out there after she loses a tough one. Did that affect you at all, momentum wise, or
no? I was looking to get my momentum going. You know, I felt really confident going into the match. I definitely feel like I'm better than this girl. Obviously, I didn't wrestle better than her today. Like I said, I just didn't, you know, today she was a better wrestler. She just exposed one of my weaknesses today on the mat. And, yeah.
How soon does the work begin towards 16?
Take this and move on in a positive way? Or is it too early to answer that question?
Positive. I guess you learn from your mistakes. You know, I think I'm a really good wrestler overall, but today it wasn't about technique on the mat, it was just about that pace, that push. And it's a hard match. It's a hard pace for me to always sustain, not with her, but just with anybody. So so it was just really hard for me to sustain it. So it's just one of those things I know I'm going to have to work on.
Guys, any questions?